Welcome aboard. Monday morning, nice and early to get your bets in for Origin number 3. Gentlemen, Sean Ormer or Joel Cain, hello to you.
Good morning.
Hello, boys. Can I just start with this right off the top?
Yes.
Where did you park? Did you park on level 3 today?
Yes, I did.
Did you notice something happening on level 3?
No, what?
You didn't see the people training up there?
No.
Oh, this was brilliant.
I'm in my own little world.
So could you just imagine this? This personal trainer, right? It's pouring rain outside.
The car park.
He's got dumbbells. He's got the mats out. And these poor girls, there's two of them, are training in a parking lot, right? Have you ever been to the entertainment quarter at Moore Park? Level 3, you know, there's generally a few spaces there.
There's your camera.
There's plenty of cars around. And this bloke, this personal trainer, has got people lifting weights inside parking squares.
I like it. That's a sort of dedication, you know.
I admire that.
I'm paying 60, whatever the going rate is, and I've got people turning up to park, come on, man.
Now, if those people decided to just mention quietly, can we hurry up, I need to get to the gym, and then as an excuse that they can talk about their gym work, I think it's acceptable in that situation. Now, Sean, just before we came on air, I've got to get to the gym, Cam, if you could just move this along. Thanks. You going every day?
Yeah,
pretty much every day. I mean, fair dinkum. I mean, there's got to be a term for that. I mean, we had a world of brucing this week.
I think it's called being a wanker, is what it is.
Well, there's no question about that. Yeah. But I mean, I want to see today the Kyrgios lost. All the people that put the... me and Nick Kyrgios, put the pictures out today. Today's the day. Yeah. You can show your support for Nick the day after he lost.
Correct.
So we've decided that we're going to have a Brucey M award at the end of the year. We're going to compile the 3, 2, and 1s. We're going to go through them all. So if you've found any, make sure you tweet us and add us on Twitter, because there's going to be a long, long list.
I didn't see any. What did we see?
Jay
Soward. Jay Soward really? took the bickies.
Oh, you're still knifing him in the back. Poor Soward. Come on, mate. You got his job. You took his job. Do you need to pour fuel on him while he's dead? That was one of the suspicious ones. I'll grant you. I had someone, one of my Facebook friends, so not a public figure in the business, put out she got a message back from Nick thanking her for her support. Now, there's not a chance that was Nick actually writing that.
She screenshotted it.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Her bank account just been flushed as well at the same time.
For the viewers and the listeners who are new to the show, brucing is a term which was on the back of Bruce McAvaney. So when he announced that he was scaling things down, there was just an inundation of people having photos. And basically what it is leveraging off a person or an event, basically to say, look at me.
True? You're inserting yourself into the story. Yes. It has nothing to do with you, is what it is. Self-insertion.
Were we cheering for Kyrgios last night? You wouldn't have even watched it. No, I knew you weren't going to watch it.
It's too late for me, Dan. Plus, don't rate either of them, Djokovic.
That was the wonderful challenge of trying to pick. Yeah. I went for Kyrgios.
Yeah, no, okay. So did I. So.
I hate the other bloke. Hate's a very strong term. I hate Djokovic. Now, if the Kyrgios court case, whatever, and there's a guilty verdict right at the end of that, that's going to change everything. But
it's all alleged.
Enough shots of Prince George. The kid's cute, but enough shots of him. Okay, I don't need to see Prince George every time Nick Kyrgios abuses the crowd. Anyway,
was that a Bambi?
No, I've retired from the Bambi. I've retired from the Bambi.
He said
I've retired.
He's announced.
I've retired.
Why?
But then he's just done a little drive.
I won't be edited on this show. I've decided no more editing of me.
Did you have a Bambi edited?
Yes, I did. And it involved Nick Kyrgios.
So what?
I've had Bambis edited all year because they're trying to protect me, but I don't want to be protected. So I want to be Thelma and Louise. I want to jump off the cliff.
What was his exact quote? He said,
"Well, you better not say it."
No.
From today, was it?
I've retired Bambi. I'm not doing it anymore.
But before we go to Bambi, I will put a little slipper into Prince George, the baby.
No, it's the bloody producers that keep shooting him. He's a cute kid, but, 600 times a match. Come on, let's do our main talking point. All right, so obviously Origin is what we're now looking forward to, and it's a disaster, really, you've got to say. If Queensland win, I mean, we're talking 95 game one. When Fatty's Maroons won 2-0, it's the only way I can see them winning this is just a defensive, being a defensive colossus. But no Munster, Who's the other player missing? Kafusi.
And Talangi.
Talangi. Yeah. Kafusi's missing, but Talangi. You're calling for the bubble. You're calling for bubbles to make a return to rugby league.
I would self-impose. We're getting to the pointy end of the season, so as we get closer, I'm putting the bubble for my team.
There will be. I guarantee you, as soon as we get to the first weekend of September, there will be self-imposed bubbles for certainly one team. Yes. Penrith will not be leaving the house.
No.
But all eight teams that make the finals.
You don't need an NRL directive.
No.
You've got this cattle. It's called insurance.
Mm. I've got a question. At what point does Channel 9 have the right to say, and we're not at that point, but at what point do they say, Queensland have X players missing, we want to postpone this game?
If three more players went down, Caelan Ponga goes down, hypothetically.
Hypothetically. I think they have the right to say, listen, we have paid, I don't know how many million, but this is what they pay for. They only pay for four. You know, these are the four games they pay for exclusive rights for. I think there is a point. I don't know what that point is, but what you've said is not far off. Mm. Where if enough players go down, the game has to be postponed because it is worthless. We're not there yet, and Queensland can still win this game.
Did we postpone or just move last year or the year before? I'm getting my
COVID. The year 2020, before, they all went to the back.
But remember,
our end of the year.
That's right.
Everything but had to move back.
But how close to kickoff were we when that call was made? There was one game that was very, very.
NRL game.
There was no origin
that was moved. No, it was a couple of club games. There was a Canterbury Roosters game, if you remember. It was supposed to be a Sunday afternoon, and someone
was in close contact. One in Queensland. Yeah. They were up going on planes. They weren't. South got off the plane.
Here's my question. Right, yeah. Here's my question back to Origin. Why are we taking PCR? Hmm. Why are we taking tests? Now, if someone feels symptomatic, all right, we've got to test them. All right, we don't want to infect society. But why are we inviting disappointment into our lives by testing all the time? We don't take tests to do this show.
Mm.
All right. Well, why are these players that don't need to do tests? You don't need to have a negative result across borders.
He must have feeling it then. Because the only reason that you would do a test is if you're...
They're doing it twice a day, and it's happening within clubs as well.
That's got to be a directive.
That's a directive. It's an NRL directive. And I'm saying, why? Why? The NFL got to a point, and we shouldn't take all the cues from the NFL. They're not the most perfect league, even though they're the biggest, that in the Premier League. There was a point they've gone, no more testing, because they realised no good can come of it.
Totally agree.
Okay, well, we all agree, so we end on that topic. Is this game over, by the way? Is this game over?
I might have had a little multi-Sharkies at the big price versus Storm into the Blues, so kind of part of me hopes it is.
Are you still certain Melbourne Storm are going to make the grand final? You said here three weeks ago,
actually,
Melbourne Storm will make the GF.
Okay, can we go to that? We've got a graphic for this about making the grand final, right? Here it is here. Now, for those listening, Storm is still $1.80 to make the grand final. I think the bet... You'll see Broncos are $7.50. That's the same as Parramatta. The bet for me is Sharks $5.50. Now, why? I believe they'll make the final four. You're getting $5.50 about them to win that one game. This is the big number. I've gone through the last 16 years. Mm. Every single premiership winner in that time has been top three defensive column.
Uh-huh.
Right? Who was the one team who wasn't?
West Tigers 05?
No, because I conveniently chopped off the stats at that stage.
Right, okay.
Okay. But
that's Cowboys, how stats work.
Cowboys, yes, that's how they work.
Cowboys, yeah. 15.
Cowboys, and they weren't even winning at the 80-minute mark, which the Broncos were, who were in the top three. So the reason I say that, top three defensively now...
Hang on. You have just wiped out the 2015 Cowboys Premiership.
No.
You've just done it.
No.
You said they don't care because they didn't win in 80 minutes.
Well,
you just wiped them out.
I'm doing things to suit my stats.
North Queensland people, Short and I are on your side.
Okay.
Fabulous premiership. It's my favourite broadcasting moment ever. He's cancelled it out.
No.
That is shooting Ben.
What you have done
is an atrocity.
No.
Is a broadcasting atrocity.
Yeah. Thurston did take 7 minutes for that last goal, but that's all right. Nothing to see here, people. The top three defensive teams right now are...
4 minutes 50.
Penrith. Cowboys, Sharks.
Yeah.
So as it stands right now, the Storm are out of the top three defensively, which would have been the first time in a long time.
Top three defensive Sharks?
Yes.
I can't believe that.
Yes.
I cannot believe that.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
They're not good. Sharkies. I can't really have that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, who goes further, Cowboys or Sharks?
Well, he thinks Cowboys.
Because they're right now at second and fourth. I don't think the Cowboys will hold on to second. I think Melbourne will get back. So these are probably going to be, well, in a good position to be third and fourth, which means they're both going to get an away final, but double chance.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I don't know. I mean, all I can see is a Penrith premiership again.
Well, why don't you pay out? We've only got 8 weeks left. Yeah. It's late for you to pay out, everyone. Let's do this. Right. Now, I have my reasons for retiring. Sean Ormerod has none. You haven't come up with, another week where you can't deliver a
bit. I said it's Monday morning. I'm a little bit flat, a bit tired. It was a late night last time. Just not feeling it.
So he's on this wedding shred.
Yes, he is.
Saturday night.
And looking good. I actually am noticing that it's clearly, and something you and I need to take notice of.
I'm 7 days into dry July, by the way. But anyway.
On July 11th.
For those playing.
On July 11th.
It's July 11th today. So
yeah. Well, not seeing it yet, but you will. So I'm the only one doing a Bambi, is that right?
Oh, yeah, go on.
Okay, I'm going after my club, the Tigers.
Oh, yes, right? This will be a good one.
I mean, come on. 2005, we are going back. We can't have Tim Sheens, okay? It's romantic and it all sounds great. We can't have Tim Sheens. Why is it now a good idea? Okay, so 2005 was the last time we won a comp. There's been 7 presidents in that time. You couldn't even tweet about the grand final. Twitter was not even available, right?
7 who? Presidents?
There's been 7 US presidents since.
What the hell's that got to do with
it? Well, it shows the time. Oh. This is how far time has gone since the 2000. We have to let go of that era.
No, there's been 17. There's not been 7 US presidents since 2005.
There has been.
Okay. George W. Bush until 2008. Barack Obama until 08 to 16.
Right.
Trump 16 to 20.
Yep.
And Sleepy Joe Biden. That's 4.
Yep.
I mean, okay. Here's what you got to say. We can get a man on the moon.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Protest. No. There have been 7 prime ministers in this time.
Okay.
All right. I wrote them down.
Well, that is
Howard, Rudd, Gillard, Abbott, Turnbull, Morrison, and Albo.
We could have put Rudd in twice.
Yeah.
So we've had 8 changes in prime ministership.
So therefore, a lot has bloody happened in this time. 17 premiers, right? I heard of somebody on the radio said, why don't Parramatta go back to John Mooney? So much has happened. He hasn't coached in the NRL for 10 years, right? He's then gone to the Super League. And by the way, I need to preface this. I believe he's very, very good for the club in the role that he is there at the moment, general football manager, right? Or whatever the title is. But it is just laughable that we're going to go back to doing that. It is ridiculous. Do you not agree? We have amnesia, right? We have total amnesia when it comes down to sport. No one remembers Michael Jordan playing at the Wizards. Nobody remembers Jack Gibson's 3 years at the Sharks when it was 43% win rate. We have total amnesia. There was a reason that we parted with Tim Sheens many years ago. He's gone to the Super League. There has been no other clubs, no other 16, 17 clubs saying, Sheens, are you available for the services? Why are we doing this?
I want to interrogate you further. If we don't have the capacity here, unfortunately, I'd turn the lights down and shine a light in your eye and ask you this simple question.
I know what you're going to say. Because you left me out of the 2005 team, no, he's not the answer.
No. Do you think Tim Sheens has conspired this whole thing to eventually be the last man standing for this job? Do you think Tim Sheens' intention the whole time? Because if this was Gus, we'd be going, look what Gus has created.
That's what we're saying.
But Tim Sheens has got that old man, that old friendly, grandfatherly vibe about him. No one suspects the old grandfatherly.
Can I mount a case for it, though? I think it's an okay sort of halfway house situation for West Tigers because they can't get anyone to go there. Right, anyone of substance. Throughout, I said no. Webster's gone to the Warriors. So for 2 years, 2.5 years, let's just sit tight. Sheens can do exactly what he's doing behind the scenes to try and rebuild the joint because it's exactly what is needed.
Yep.
And then go to the market in 2 years when someone does arise as an opportunity.
I've got the person, right? In this scenario, I have got the person, which the close-minded people and the negators are going to come after me for it, right?
Is this an official ideas committee type?
No, this person hasn't been mentioned, right? So what I'll say is this. It's a pretty mediocre field out there at the moment.
Yes,
would you say that?
Yes, it is.
Right. So let's think outside the square.
Oh, here we go.
I've actually changed tact on that because I feel as though the Broncos situation where you know, you've got all these very boisterous, loud people who are former players,
yes,
right, which are really going after the club. You put Kevy there, it's all gone quiet.
Of course.
Kevy can get away with things that other coaches can't, right?
Of course.
So I believe very big personalities also at the Tigers. The Tigers actually need somebody who's part of the establishment.
Yes.
Todd Payton, he's number one. You're not going to get Todd Payton. Brett Hodgson, maybe number two, right? But he's got family over in France. So I can't see him leaving Europe to come over here away from his family in France. The third person, right, follows a similar form line to Trent Robinson and Craig Bellamy, where they came into the game not wanting to be coaches. They came in wanting to be high-performance managers, right? Fell into coaching, if you like. This guy is part of the establishment.
I'm glad there's only one Bambi today, because you've filled out the time beautifully.
This guy is part of the establishment, presents very well, right? Super sharp, high IQ, well-liked.
For sake, what's his name? Jesus Christ, it's a half hour...
Shane Elford.
Okay.
Shane Elford at the Penrith Panthers. He's got the osmosis of the Panthers.
Okay.
He's very, very smart, what he's picked up at the club, and what you get with him, the condition he's had the Panthers in...
Jesus Christ.
That alone will get you in the top eight. Him preparing the players. What I would do is I'd have Sheensy overseeing him.
Yeah.
I'd have Benji as the attacking coach, and I'd have defensive coach being Ben Gallier.
I don't care what our policy is at Sportsbet with regards to swearing on podcasts. That is staying in. Yeah. Purely for dramatic effect. Yeah. That was beautiful.
Well, do what you want. I don't care. But honestly, every week they say, oh, can you make it shorter? We want to get it a half hour. Yeah. We're going to get it a half hour. You just took 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And I admire that you filled out time beautifully. Yes. But God's sake, the build-up. It was like Howard Cosell introducing Frank Sinatra in the main event in 1974. YouTube it. It's one of the great intros of all time.
Howard Cosell. There's no better solution than that, I'm telling you.
Okay. I can't dispute that, because I don't think there's a good solution out there. I fear he's going to bring Benji as his right-hand man, Tim Sheens. I say I fear because I like working with him and I don't want to lose him. But let's take a break and then we're going to talk about Origin. My God, that went forever.
Howard Cosell.
Hey, mate!
Yeah, mate.
Same game, Baltimore tonight. Thoughts on Panthers to win 13 plus?
Well, probably not. There's a few injuries this week.
Well, we're going back. Cheers, see ya.
See ya.
Make it look easy with Sportsbet same game multi. More markets and bigger odds with Sportsbet.
Let's talk Origin, hey? A game three. You know all the stats by now. You've probably had them hit over the head, but Queensland 10-2 in Origin deciders in Brisbane, which is probably the... Well, I don't know how relevant that is, given obviously most of these players haven't played an Origin decider in... Well, not most, sorry, most have. 2020, Queensland won against the odds. So they can draw on something like that. Queensland's record at Suncorp, they've won 7 of the last 9. So that's past the golden era. I think any golden era stats now, just we have to dismiss as a future teller for these teams. But New South Wales did absolutely smash Queensland 26-0 last year.
It's irrelevant based on these two squads in this scenario, but where its relevance lies in the huge home ground advantage of Suncorp.
Yeah.
And I think... Again, here, we'll dive into a game later, but in short, it's been undervalued once again, I think, how big of an advantage it is playing at that stadium.
Can we put the head-to-head odds up? And I'm with you, Sean. I think these are atrocious odds. And the market dictates it. That's Sportsbet put up numbers, and everyone's obviously clearly smashed the Blues. $3.25 for Queensland. I don't mean to be rude to Murray Taulagi, but he's very replaceable, so I wouldn't say that is a massive loss. Obviously, though, the big one is Munster. So
that's a dot ball. Like, look, Oates coming in for Taulagi is not shifting the market.
Right, blink.
But it's moved 4 points.
It's moved 6 points.
So 6 points.
It was 2.5 out to 8.5.
Now, all for Munster.
A 6-point move for one player. And I know he's worth a lot, but in a game that's only got 38.5 points on the board as far as the total's concerned, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. And I think even more so now with Munster out. That line looks huge to me.
I've got to say, I'm surprised. He always is in love with Teddy.
Yeah.
He's in love with New South Wales.
This goes to show...
pumping up Queensland.
We always talk about, you know, the price that we want to take being the key, and that determines which way you're leaning. Because I was keen on New South Wales before that news. So it just shows how fickle a game it is when a number moves in such a big way, how you can change your views. I don't like... I mean, New South Wales should win the game, right? there's no doubting that. But at $3.25 and plus $8.50, I'm willing to pay to find out.
You know what I'm just thinking? It's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out. If Queensland won this game, right, Munster had an average Origin 2, a blinder in Origin 1.
Mm.
If they win State of Origin 3, who wins the Wally?
So, yeah, well, probably whoever gets the 3 in this game.
Well, you know who could? Kalen would get close, wouldn't he?
Yep, don't mind it.
Was he good enough in their win?
Well, he had a hand in the tries, didn't he?
In their win. So long ago, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But explain the system again, Sean. It's 3-2-1s for every game. And then they cut off the five, at top five.
Yep. So 3-2-1, you get your leaderboard, just like a normal Dally M leaderboard would be after three games. You look at the top five from that, you get them in a vacuum and say, out of these five players, or if there's going to be ties probably, so it could be 6, 7, 8, award a 3-2-1 to those players, add that to their score, and you've got the winner.
A daily man of the match would win it. He probably got the silver medal in Origin 1.
Yes, well, let's bring up firstly player of the match. So let's look after this game. And Nathan Cleary and James Tedesco, my God, that is ridiculously short. And you say that, but Cleary was man of the match in game 2, and Teddy is always in and around it. We said it last time, the Jerome Luai odds always seem a little short, even though he did some very nice things in Perth, did a couple of bad things too. Again, Isaiah Yeo screams out at me as someone who might be of value.
At the price.
At the price, $15. Yep. What did you say last time? He's been man of the match 5 times.
Yeah, well, in the first 12 rounds when you could see it.
That's exactly right. Perhaps,
a couple of quiet games.
Perhaps. The first one he was KO'd.
Yeah.
So he had an excuse. And the second one, well, he didn't need to be brilliant. They won 44-12. I guess the question, we'll bring up Wally in a minute, is what style of game do we expect? Because that's going to dictate a big win, little win, the line. Or do we expect a fast, open affair? It is Suncorp. The weather's going to be nice, 18 degrees. It's going to rain on Tuesday, but it's going to be fine on Wednesday. I get the sense it's going to be a defensive war. I know it's game 3, and that game 1 is the one we think is the defensive war.
Yep.
But I can see Queensland thinking, we only have one chance of winning this. We have to repel everything New South Wales has. We have to slow down the ruck. We have to dare Ashley Klein to blow penalties and kill an Origin decider as an entertainment product. And I think they'll dare him, and it's going to be a real challenge for the referee.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very cagey opening to the game. Certainly the one thing that scares me in game 3 is it can, if one team does get on top, it can really get away from them. That's the only query. But with the Munster out, I agree. Queensland can only win one way, and that's in a real arm wrestle. So again, that makes me like the plus sort of even more, and the total as well. But I can't see them winning in a high scoring. I mean, where do the points really come from?
You know where I think they might push on bloke Queensland, because it's a massive penalty to give a penalty on the last. Now, I've heard in a few interviews that they're really focusing on the kick pressure.
Yeah.
Right, so I could see easily somebody just tearing off early if it meant getting to Cleary quite early.
Christian Welsh, who they dearly love, is the man who has put the most pressure on Nathan Cleary over the last couple of years, be it 2020 Grand Final, be it other matches in club, but also Origin, with kick pressure. So they need someone to do a Christian Welsh type job and suffocate him. Now, the problem is for Queensland, they've got to do the same on Burton. Let's do Wally Lewis medal. Sean O has explained exactly how the system works. Obviously, Cleary is the runaway favourite, although I've got to say, he won't get points from game one.
Exactly.
Whereas Teddy was pretty good in game one and might get some ones.
Mate, they are going in neck and neck.
I agree.
I've got them both on 3 with Munster on 3 as well. He's obviously out of the equation.
And I would have Burton before I'd have Yeo. I love Yeo. As you know, I've backed him for man of the match all 3 games.
His daily's a bet at the $17.
You're right, because he was probably the number 2 in game 1.
Yep.
So if he has a man of the match performance...
I've said it before, there's always a narrative thing as well you've got to look out for in man of the matches. And there'll be a big narrative around Cherry Evans, you know, Munster out, he's a captain.
An answer to Cleary's game too?
Yeah, he's a captain, an answer to that. They're at home. If he puts in a big game, which you can't, like, you know, he's much maligned, Cherry, but he's got a bloody big game in him.
And
so.
Burton at 34, also value, I would say, because he clearly was second best in Perth. So he's going to get all the two-point votes there. If he gets me out of the match in this game...
I've got one for
he's
you.
He's just about got it.
This bloke was 100-1, right? And it's worth a little Lady Godiva.
Hang on, let me see.
He's still 100-1, despite the price move. No, mate, his numbers are through the charts. Brian Tottle.
Yes.
Just at 100-1.
Problem is, he's not going to get in the top five. But you're right. Because of the system, you've got to be in the top three in at least one of the games.
Yeah.
I don't think he gets maybe
100-1.
Maybe Perthy might have got a point. All right. So take all that into account. I only just started getting confused right at the end of that. All right, total match points, 38.5. Where are the punters going with that? Have the punters actually gone one way or the other, Sean?
I haven't looked at the total too much, but...
It's a good number.
It is,
very
yeah,
good number, that
it,
one.
It feels like it's right on the... It's probably right on the button, but I am leaning the way of the under. As I said, with the lineup that Queensland we think is going to run out, it's hard to see them scoring a lot of points, so I think immediately they're going to be going in with a defensive mindset first. It's a little bit like a game one. No one wants to lose the game, for obvious reasons, rather than really go out and try and attack it. So there's no doubt New South Wales have a lot of points on the park, so if they can, if they do get on top, particularly in the second half, that's where it does worry me.
I think we all agree, if it's a close game, it'll be under.
Yeah.
It's the blowout. It's the game's over with 25 to go. New South Wales...
Party time.
Party time. Queensland lays down because they know the series.
Did I share the dummy half numbers last week around Cleary? So Cleary's very best game. So the last three origins where they've lost with Cleary, very high number of number nine dummy half runs.
Right.
So if you think about this, Cook in game one went 12 times from dummy half.
Yeah.
That's like a third of your sets.
Yeah.
And it throws out the halfback. He wants control. Last game there was only four. So his big wins, he's averaging three or four number nine dummy half runs. Just stand there, make your tackles, give him early ball.
By the way, obviously the Penrith combination there, but do we believe that the Penrith boys didn't have anything to do with Regan Campbell-Gillard not being there? Although the argument that his play the balls are slow is actually a legitimate... When Brad Fittler says... Well, he doesn't play in the style that we want to play. I would have liked a follow-up question there or a little bit more.
What specifically?
What specifically? Yeah. He would have probably said, look, he's a big metre gainer, a big post-contact guy, but he doesn't get us the role on that.
I would have asked, what style does Jacob Safidi play by then? He's the third best prop at club level.
But you know what? He's not actually answerable to any of us. He's answerable to a Blues victory if he wins the game. So no one's been talking about the Fox. He was getting hammered. Oh, the Fox has been left out. He should be there. No one has mentioned the Fox after game two, have they?
No, that's true. But it's a curious call. How can Campbell Gillard, who wasn't that bad in game one, how can he be... in the 17, and now he can't even get into the extended squad. Yeah. I'd say he and the Penrith boys don't get on. If he can't even get into the extended squad, now that's okay. Some people don't like each other. I deal with these blokes every week. Can't cop them.
But Dan, you live and die by the sword. No one wants to win this game more than him. So he's doing whatever he can in his mind to win this game. So if it means that he doesn't get on with the Panthers players and that affects you, we'll say B.
By the way, Nathan Cleary, if he wins, the next game he wins will have him as the most wins by a New South Wales halfback, equal with Ricky. So he's already equal with Joey.
Yep.
Equal with Ricky. Right, let's go to first try scorer. And the usual suspects are up the top of the... Oh, hang on, sorry. Big win, little win. Big win, little win. We'll get to first try scorer shortly. Maroon's not going to win 13+.
Okay, here's my scenario, and I presented this to the coal miner before.
God, here we go.
I've got the Sharks into the Blues, Dan.
Yes.
And I said to the coal miner, do I hedge on Maroon's 1-12? And what was your answer?
What did I say? Did I say careful or just keep
it? You said you're getting too tricky.
Too tricky. Yeah, don't do that.
I never crush a bet that allows me an option to lose.
Right.
Yeah.
So imagine you would have to put a fair bit on the... Well, not a fair bit, but... You'd be sacrificing a lot of your bet for Maroon's 1-12. There's still Maroon's 13+ to bite you on the backside.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, gamble responsibly.
Queensland 1-12 there jumps out for me. I think, as I said, if they win, and we've seen when the Blues are to lose games the last 6-7 times, they've all been by a try.
Yeah.
So, $4.50.
I have found a great same game multi. In fact, I'll get to that a little later, but it's not exposing the sports bet algorithm.
Oh, he's found a hole.
Not a hole, no, it just gets a very nice price. But anyway, we'll get to that. I did that in the grand final to great success last year. Now we get to first try scorer, and the usual suspects are leading the market. Jeez, Queen, look at those. $12.50 for the Queensland favourites. My God, you are getting some value.
I've already shared the numbers, Dan, about the To'o Luai Burton side. You can't score. $12.50 for Cobbo versus $13 for Oates doesn't add up. You've got to go Oates. Oates is a far better bet than Cobbo.
Right. What side of the...
Cobbo's the right versus the left-hand side of To'o Luai Burton.
So that's... OK. All right, I agree with that. I agree with that. Big body, crash his way to the line.
They've conceded one try, the trio, through their side in seven games, their last seven games.
Okay, there you go. There's a great stat. Where are you on Sean?
Teddy? It's, yeah, probably. It's hard to really pick anything there, to be honest, that jumps out. As I said, it's... yeah, maybe. Yeah.
But, you know, in we say it every time. It was the second row last time for Luis Cafusi, but... Wingers and centres, I think six of the last seven first try, five of the last six first try scorers. So you can hardly go wrong there and get some very nice numbers. Any time try scorer. Now, again, the usual suspects, top of the market, but we've picked out these. Geez, Matt Burton's a good price, 245. I've just put up Cam Murray. He and Kurt Capel, usual. Kurt Capel, $8? Edge, a back row, $8. He can find the try line, but. What have you boys, who's picked Grant, who's picked Holmes, who's picked Cleary there?
I picked Grant at $3.70 just because you're going to get more time. Valentine, any time you see $3.75 is a great bet. Burton, $2.45. Last Origin scored outside Luai. Grand Final scored outside Luai.
I let Cam, the producer, pick mine because I'm tipping a low-scoring game. It's very, very hard to then find the anytime try scorer. So I'm shouldering arms here.
Fair enough.
Okay.
The best bet sometimes is what?
Exactly. Sometimes no bet.
Yeah. All right. We've done the man of the match and the Wally. So let's go to our special same game multis. Now, please take these with great caution. Great caution. Sean Omeroth starts us off here. So we're just trying to find a bit of value
here.
We're
two from two. What are we going? Why are we taking are we? Caution? I'm on a hat trick with these babies.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you are too. Well,
yeah. So well, let's take it with zero
our
caution.
Best bet, sorry, our best bet multi started well. We got Ronaldo. And then, geez, when you just knew the Tigers against Parramatta, we're going to get that.
We all agree it was no try.
Which one?
The last one of the West game.
He dropped that.
Dropped it cold.
He dropped it. Anyway,
I've just moved on.
I not that I care who wins or loses or games I call, but I was quite relieved when the Dragons, who were my selection, lost, because it meant then that one moment didn't cost us the same game multi.
Yeah, that would have stung.
I would have been calling for a justice refund. Right, Sean.
Yep, my one, I've sort of waxed lyrically about my angle here. +8.5, I think, is a tremendous bet at home in a decider. Clearly, New South Wales are the favourites, but I think that number is a few points too big. And then a little bit related is the under. I think they can only win in a low-scoring game. When New South Wales do win, lose, it's been in a tight, low-scoring affair. So I think that's a nice little, very simple two-leg same game for me.
Okay, that's nice. What about you, Joel Kane?
Well, my bet can actually win with yours. The way you've done yours, mine can also win, which is fantastic. New South Wales head-to-head, anytime try scorer at Corey Oates. I've got some numbers on him a little bit later on, I'll share with you.
Oh, in the best a bet. Tease.
In the best bet.
A tease. Yeah, Corey Oates tease.
Well, we've got the best bets coming up,
okay,
haven't we?
Yes. Right. Okay. And the one I've gone for
I need some
here.
Fodder then.
Now, this is what I like to do in big games, and that is you try and isolate. I was a pick the score guy. Not that I ever got it on the old footy tab, but I like pick the score, and I got this successfully in the grand final last year. So if I bring it up here, Queensland under 12.5, New South Wales under 18.5. Now that's $5.75. Now that covers so many options. Queensland can win 12-10 and you win. Queensland can win 10-8. That doesn't mean Queensland has to lose for that bet to get up. It just, I think, gives a nice...
Is this the glitch in the algo that you...
No, no? You then put in the over... total score of you have to go alternate over, say
20, 25 and a half. And that then, that gives you some 14, 16, 12 10. Options, 16, 12, 16, 10.
The algorithm.
And you get a nice, it's not a rort in the system. I just found a bet that I like. It just gives a nice range of prices. Because I thought last year's grand final was going to be 13, 12.
Adds a lot more weight. If you were to say, I found a little glitch in the algorithm.
No, there's not, there's no glitch in the algorithm.
Hey, by the way.
Never been a glitch in the sports bet algorithm.
By the way, and this will be a ridiculous price, we can actually all win. We could actually all win. So I might even put all of our picks in a massive six-legger same game.
Oh, because there's no crossovers.
We could all win.
Price
okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's put that up. Yeah. We're going to win one of these. We've only got 8 weeks to go, to get one of these.
Just talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to build it.
You're going to build it?
I'm going to build it here.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be massive.
All right. We won't go through.
So you need Corey Oates scoring one of two Queensland tries, or just the one try, basically, don't we?
We've covered the best bets from last week, which you won and we lost. General bets, you got 3 out of 4.
Yes.
Nice work. You know what? Sean and I got 2 out of 4. Great round for a pre-origin. That is one of the most entertaining pre-origin rounds I can remember.
Yep.
The footy was fabulous. End-to-end stuff. Cronulla was sparkling, Newcastle and South end to end. Parramatta Tigers was entertaining enough, and yesterday was a great afternoon.
Was.
So
yesterday was fantastic.
Day footy at Suncorp, isn't it?
They don't do it enough. Yeah. We say it every time, and that'll change next year, hopefully. But I don't want to see Redcliffe every Sunday afternoon at Suncorp. We've got to get the Broncos.
Yeah.
Kids go. You know, kids get a chance to go. They don't get a chance to see the Broncos. Anyway, let's do this. All right, let's see if Sean can... Well, hang on. Sean's pointed at the screen here. Now, you're going to do your best bets, but...
Well, we just built the little multi. So we've got New South Wales head-to-head, Corey Oates anytime, Queensland +8.5. So you got it. They've got to win 1-8.
Well, Corey Oates and Queensland +8.5 are a bit related.
Yeah. Then we've got a lot of under points in there as well, but
yeah,
still...
They cancel each other out, really.
30-1.
Oh, yes! Yeah,
which I do, all right, I do not mind.
Which we're is on. Nice, because his one has a New South Wales win as well, which is semi-related based on the alternates.
Yep.
Do as you please.
Okay.
Where are we? Best bets.
Best bets, please. Sean, I'm ready to kick us off.
Probably no shock to know which way I'm going. At the start of the week, before Munster, I was with New South Wales. Probably going to tip them and back them 13 plus. Complete backflip. I think the market's moved way too far on the back of Munster's out. 2.5 to 8.5. I really can't have low scoring game. +8.5 is a huge number. So more than happy to be on that at Suncorp. And I'll be there cheering for the home side. It doesn't really get much better than that.
Build our best bets too.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm keen on New South Wales, but I love doing a same game multi against the Tide. So Corey Oates, $2.65. The reason I like this, Dan, the last 13 origins at Suncorp Stadium, 12 of the 13, the left Queensland winger has scored. So you're thinking Darius Boyd, you're thinking Valentine Holmes, you're thinking Corey Oates in the past.
Yes.
12 of 13, and in that time, 16 tries, the left winger for Queensland has scored in 12 games at Suncorp Stadium.
Like it. I like it. And my one here, first half under 18.5, because I think it may open up in the second half, but I think we're going to see a big seeing out process. Not a softening up, a traditional softening up period, but I think there's going to be some nervous players on show. Even the Blues are going to be nervous. You know, that there is nothing like that Suncorp atmosphere. Yeah. It has an impact. And as great as the Blues are, I can see them being just a little rattled at least early. Probably will settle and straighten up, but low scoring first half for me.
$6.50 for that little same game multi. Three-leg same game multi.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, there's two bets I'm going to have the 30-1 thing and the $6.50 thing. So I think... Oh, British Open this week. Justin Thomas, but Jordan Spieth in a bit of form. So, and John Rahm in the wind. So, do what you will. Are you going to put the Quinella bets up this time, Sean? For God's sake. I blame you every time.
Not after you clean someone else out. You can keep going back to the well and just...
You know who can keep going back to the well? The players. Well done to the players.
Yes.
Try July.
Yep.
Thank you.
Try July. 45. What are we up to?
No. So there was a... How many yesterday?
It was 45 going into yesterday.
Yeah, so I think we might be at maybe 60. We'll clarify. But airborne after Thursday night, Sharkies.
Well, they set a special thanks set to the Sharks.
You've got to thank them.
But more than just what they did financially, it's setting the tone, giving permission to everyone else to have a crack.
I also thought the kid from Melbourne, Alan McDonald, who did a half-hearted one, but they've been beaten 28-0.
Yeah.
But no one goes, oh, what a wanker, 28, because it was for the right course. So that game was perfect. For the couldn't have been any more perfect.
Still takes big canasters from the kid. When you got Bellamy in the box, his head was about to explode with how they were playing, and he put up a little free throw. It was good.
I haven't seen the Bellamy meme yet, so the look on his face when Brandon Smith was sent to the bin, he was like a clown at the...
Do you know what?
Someone's got to make a meme of
that. That is a gift, him getting binned. Is the low point for Melbourne. The heads will be falling off, honestly. Clubhouse leader for the Try July so far. Is it Ronaldo?
There's only one. Yeah, three votes. Ronaldo caught a big fat Connor Tracy.
You've got to say anything that requires choreography has to go at top of the list.
Yeah.
Well, you blokes bagging Adrian Kleeby off air for... You know,
It wasn't bagging, but a little bit more effort than... That's borderline. I will give a whack to Cody Ramsey yesterday. Paid the first one when he did a little cowboy. Oh, yeah. And then he waited about 30, 40 seconds. He was walking back to the other end of the field and knew the camera was on him, so he did that.
Are you the judge?
We are the judge.
Are
jury.
You, Sean Omerod?
I'm
the
involved.
Judge.
There's a panel.
Of how
judge,
many?
Jury, executioner. Cody, we're not paying that. We need more from you. He's good yesterday.
I want to know, hang on. No, we've broken something open here. I know we've got to go. How many are in this selection committee?
I think there's about five or six on the chat.
It's a WhatsApp chat?
It's a WhatsApp group.
Oh, boy, wouldn't you love... Are you in the WhatsApp group? Are you?
Correct.
Oh,
admittedly, I haven't been too active, but because I'm drowning in WhatsApp groups at the moment. But, Shawnee... Weather is clear. Davies Park, Wednesdays. Yeah. If you're up in Bris Vegas, where should you go?
Track good, weather fine. Davies Park, West End. If you're not from Brisbane, Google it, but it's very close to Suncorp. About a 10-minute walk so you can get there. Knock off work. Here's how I'd play it. It's from 12 till 4. Yeah. I'd knock off work at about 11:30. Maybe get a bite to
get
eat.
Get in a few at lunchtime.
Yeah, before you get down there, bite to eat, maybe a schooner. Get down there, have 2 hours. You can go as many times as you want. Back of the queue, keep going. And then you've had 2 hours there, head up to the pub, go to the game. It's a beautiful afternoon.
Yes.
50K cash up for grabs. You can share in 50K, crossbar, 40 metres.
I want to give them some advice to the kickers, Dan, because pressure does strange things and it makes you want a quick kicker. So you'll find when you're watching the NRL, most miss kick slice because of the pressure. They hurry the leg through.
Yeah.
So just take a little bit of an extra second there.
Okay.
Just to get that leg through.
We've got to go. I tried to pull out of this 5 minutes ago. All right, say what you're going to say and piss off.
Okay, look, I hope these people in the car park have finished their gym session. But anyway, good luck in Origin. Enjoy it. Take a sec before you bet. Set up a deposit limit. And Shawnee, most importantly.
Most importantly, gamble responsibly.